All right, so to start, sit up. And I think this is called Ardha Padmasana, for those of you who are comfortable, and whatever level of comfort you're able to do it. So if you take one leg, it could be your right leg or your left leg, cross it over on top of your thigh and bring it towards your groins. And then just let it sit and hang. And the idea is not to stretch, not to forward bend, not to do anything like that, but just to see how comfortably can you sit here in this half lotus position. So one thing to measure is how high up off the ground is your knee. Yes. So in Iyengar or whatever, you'd prop it up and you'd do a thing. But for this, it's just a measurement. How high up? How close can you get it? How comfortable is it? You could even try just seeing, hey, how easy is it? How much work does it take to bring the foot closer and further away? It's just something you could measure. Another thing you could do is you could take your ankle and leave it like right just above your knee and sit there and see, okay, again, where's the knee? How am I sitting on the pelvis? Is the pelvis rolled back like this? Or can you be tall on the sits bones? Or how does that vary? And, you know, maybe even if you just went left and right a little bit, what, you know, how easy that is. And then register it and measure these things for yourself. Try and remember. I mean, I'm sure most of you guys are like, oh yeah, this is really familiar. I know what this is like. And then switch the legs and just see how is it different on the other side. And I'm sure everybody knows their more comfortable side and their less comfortable side. This for me is my less comfortable side. And so you can measure the height of the knee. You can measure, use the feeling of tightness in your, within your pelvis. How far back you're sitting. I have to sit further back on this side than I can on the other side.
It just started being not good.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it might have hurt.
Oh, but does it hurt when you pop it?
No.
Okay, that's good. Because pops don't necessarily mean.
Yeah, it's not necessarily bad.
And then, you know, to roll side to side, you know, and stuff. And so you just get a measurement of it. Like, just doing that, my knee's already dropped a little bit, you know. So, yeah. And then you'll begin ATM, which means lie on your back. So, yeah, just remember those things, because at the end of class, we'll check it again. And, you know, things aren't supposed to be goal-oriented here, but it's nice to measure things before and after. And being able to have your knee in half lotus does not make you a better person or a worse person, anything like that. But it's just neat to check out. So, as you're lying on your back, begin to scan the contact that the back of your pelvis is making with the floor. And notice if perhaps one side of the pelvis is pressing more into the floor than the other. Notice if perhaps one side of the pelvis is maybe hiked up, so pulled up towards one armpit more than the other. That would be if you would to draw a line along your waist on the floor. How perpendicular would that be to your spine? And you don't need to fix it or adjust it or anything. It's just to make this map. And then slowly begin to scan up your spine, noticing where you're making contact, noticing the level of contact, the amount of pressure as you go up the spine. and then scan your two shoulders. Does one shoulder have a greater, do you have a greater sense of awareness of one shoulder than the other? Is there any symmetry between what you notice in your shoulders and what you notice with your pelvis? And then bring your attention back down towards your pelvis and to how your legs are growing out of your pelvis. So there's a number of things that you can notice that could be noticed, but I'm going to draw your attention to two in particular. The first is, if you were to draw a line or have a yardstick coming down the center line of your body, so through your spine, penetrating, coming out your groins and straight down below you, how far apart, what would be the distance from that yardstick to your left leg and to your right leg? So for example, if your feet were touching as you're lying on the floor, there'd be no separation. If your feet were really wide, there'd be a big separation. So just map that out. Get a sense for that. And then see if you can get a sense for, is one leg closer to the midline than the other? Which leg would be? Or maybe they're equal in your sense of, in your self-image. And the other thing to pay attention to is what in dance they would call the turnout of your feet as you're lying on your back. So what that means is that as you lie on your back, your legs naturally want to externally rotate. It means your kneecaps will want to face not straight up to the ceiling, but they'll want to face out towards the sides. And your toes will also point out towards the sides. And as you do that, your feet will make contact not directly in the back of your heels, but on the outside edges, toward the outside edge of your heel, depending. So notice how each leg and foot are turned out, how they lie externally rotated like this, and how are they different? And then see if there's any symmetry between, or any relationship between, how turned out the feet are and when you were sitting up in doing half lotus pose, Ardha Padmasana, which side was easier? Okay, now let's bring both feet to standing. So that means the feet are on the floor and the knees are pointed towards the ceiling. Arms are comfortably at your side. And your feet are a nice, comfortable hip distance apart, roughly, but whatever's good for you. Now, I'm going to give the directions, starting with the right side. If, let's say, your right hip joint is just way tighter than your left hip joint, then I would recommend reversing my directions and switching the legs. But it's up to, you know, that's up to you. Okay, so now, please take your right foot and cross the right ankle over the left knee. And just let it relax there. And in this position, which is a little bit similar to the hip opening positions, you know, the, I mean, this is actually in PT a type of hip opening stretch, where people use this as a basis of a hip opening stretch by lifting the lower leg and bringing it closer to the body. We're not going to do that. So, but map out for yourself. Notice where your right knee is in space. The angle that the lower leg is making across to the left knee. The angle that the upper part of the right leg is making coming out of the pelvis. Notice the contact, the back of the pelvis, with the floor. And now, in this position, slowly bring the knee just a little bit towards you, as if you wanted to bring it towards your face. Just a little bit, an inch or two, and let it come back. And just repeat that motion. So the left leg stays quiet, stays standing on the floor. And you just bring that right knee a little bit towards you, and then you let it fall back. So all you're doing is mobilizing a little bit in the hip joint on the right side of your pelvis, letting it come back. And as much as possible, everything else stays quiet. Your pelvis stays quiet. Your left leg stays quiet. And now, as you bring that right knee back, so you bring it a little bit closer towards your face, perhaps, and you bring it back, see if you can push it away just a little bit as well. So it goes a little bit away, and then you bring it back, and it comes a little bit away. And maybe as it comes away, as the knee comes away, you can feel a lengthening, a slight lengthening on the right side of your side body. And pause, leave that, and let your legs go long. Notice now, with your legs lying long, if just doing this one little movement had any effect in how the back of your pelvis is making contact with the floor. How one of the legs is making contact. Bring your feet back to standing again and cross the right foot so that the right ankle is on the left knee. And now reach with your left hand to grab the right knee from up top. So that means that you're going to pull the knee in a little away from you. And with your right hand, grab the back of your head. So the right hand is behind your head. The left hand is grabbing your right knee. Left hand is grabbing the right knee. Yeah. So now, very gently, because you can only really make small movements doing this, initiate the movement of the right knee pulling away from you a little bit. You keep your hand on the knee, so it now pulls your left shoulder. So you hold onto the knee firmly. Firmly hold onto the knee so that it pulls your shoulder up just a little bit. Pulls your shoulder away just a little bit. And repeat that movement. So let it come all the way back, so your shoulder comes all the way back and is nice and relaxed. And then you pull the knee away. Creating the movement from the right knee, and it gently pulls your shoulder a little bit. And once you've got that feeling, begin to increase the movement. The left leg stays quiet, and you increase the movement to the point where you feel like, oh, I could actually lift my head a little bit off the floor. So the left leg stays quiet. It's not so much a rolling in the torso. It's as your knee goes away, you lift the head. Your head begins to lift. Help you out a little bit. So your shoulder doesn't make any effort really. It's the knee that pulls. All right. Leave it. Uncross the legs. And let your legs go long. Now notice whether this variation had any effect in how you're making contact with the floor. Gently roll your head left and right. Just see. What is it like? Is it easier to roll your head in one direction? Okay, bring your legs, bring your feet to standing again. Your feet are about hip distance apart. You cross your right ankle over your left knee. And now with your right hand, reach and grab the right knee. And with the left hand, put it behind your head. And now in this position, begin, initiate the movement with your right knee. Pull. Bring the right knee away from your torso and allow the right knee to begin to pull the right arm and pull the right shoulder. So it's a very similar to what we did before. It's just the angles have now changed. So again, think of the right knee as the prime mover. And everything else just happens to follow. So as what happened before with the, when we had it with the crossed arm is that there's a diagonal folding that starts to happen. With this, there's more of a sense of a side bending. So one side of the body is getting a little shorter and the other side of the body is getting a little bit longer. And it's just a subtle little feeling. Okay, let go with your arms. Just let your arms rest by your side for a second. And then switch the arms. So now your left arm will be holding the right knee. And your right arm is back behind your head. And so now repeat that original movement of letting the knee pull away. And now feel how there's this diagonal fold and perhaps even a roll. And what this does is it makes your spine and your rib cage and your pelvis work in slightly different ways. Okay, pause. Let your arms down. Leave your feet here if they're comfortable. And now, can you reach with both hands and grab your right knee? And now, in this position, initiating the movement again with the right knee and the right leg, bring the knee away from you to pull both shoulders. And if it pulls enough, it begins to pull the head. But it's the knee that pulls the shoulders which lifts the head. You don't lift your head unless compelled to by the lifting of the shoulders. So it's almost like there's a string on your knee that gets pulled. And then your whole body just softly responds. And this again changes the direction of the folding. The amount of twisting, the amount of side bending is subtly different with this variation than with the other arm variations. All right. Let your arms go. Uncross your feet and let your legs go long. And now that we've done just a number of variations here on one side, really take in what the differences are that you notice. If you were to have that yardstick or the ruler going along the length of your spine and coming out underneath you, how wide apart would your legs be now? And would there be a difference in your sensation of your legs, a difference in the distance between the left leg and the right leg and the center line? Or do you feel a change in the turnout? That external rotation of your legs. One leg feel different than the other. And do you sense any changes in the back of your pelvis or in your hip joint, in your lower back? Roll your head gently from left to right, just once or twice, just to see. Which way is it softer to roll? And now bring your feet to standing. And now we're going to cross the left ankle over the right leg. And first in this position, just notice how you do that crossing. Where is your left leg? How is your left leg oriented in space or oriented relative to you? The upper leg, the lower leg, and then how did the pelvis respond? Is the pelvis neutral, like if you had both your feet standing? Is it the same way, or is your pelvis hiked? Have you hiked one side of your pelvis higher or lower? Stuff. And if you're not sure, you can re-stand both your feet and see. Okay. And then bring your feet again and see, in that process, did you shift your pelvis? Okay. And once you have your feet, your left ankle crossed over your right knee, so your right leg is standing, then begin to take your left knee a little bit towards you and a little bit away from you. Just get a sense for how that is. Now, as you're doing this, see if you can make the movement come entirely from the hip joint. A more Feldenkrais way of saying it would be, how are you doing this movement? So it's possible to initiate the movement from the oblique muscles in the abdominals and the quadratus lumborum, and thereby hiking up one side of the pelvis. So initiating the movement in the pelvis. But what we're looking for is initiation of movement in the hip joint. So see if you can differentiate if that's occurring. All right, and uncross your legs and stand your feet. Just leave your feet standing. Okay, let's cross the left ankle over the right knee again. And now, with your right hand, grab the left knee. And with your left hand, put it behind your head. And now, this should be relatively familiar, but it's on a new side. Initiating the movement with your left knee and left leg. Push the left knee away from you. And by doing so, allow your right shoulder to begin being pulled forward a little bit. So it's just, you pull the knee away and it lifts your right shoulder. You don't have to lift your head yet. It's just getting this connection, feeling the connection. And as you pull the left knee away and you feel that right shoulder getting pulled, begin sense what's happening to the contact on the floor. Can you feel the pressure in the line of contact sort of oscillating? Can you distinguish how much of this movement you're making in your hip joint and how much of the movement you're making in your pelvis? And when it seems relatively comfortable, go ahead and lift your head once or twice. Exhaling, making it nice and easy. Your head lifting is just sort of a natural consequence of the pulling, of your arm being pulled out of its pulled by the knee. All right, and then let's uncross the legs and let's bring your feet, leave your just feet in standing. Notice your breathing. See in this position whether you feel like more parts of your chest and abdomen are available for breathing. And cross the left ankle again over the right knee. And now with the left hand, grab the left knee and the right hand behind the head. And in this position again, begin to let your left knee come away from you to, in a way so that it begins to pull on the left arm and pull on the left shoulder. You don't have to lift your head yet. And your head should only lift if there's tension through your arm. Your arm is carrying tension, is holding the, it's like a tension wire. On a suspension bridge. And as you do this, now feel how your torso responds differently than when you used a cross arm. Your rib cage is going to do something slightly different. And if you're generating, if it's the movement's comfortable enough to the point where the shoulders, the left shoulder is clearly coming away from the floor, begin to bring the lifting of the head into this movement. But the lifting of the head is only a consequence of the shoulder being pulled away from the floor. So there's a cascade of things that are necessary. And then pause and switch the arms. So now your right arm is going to grab your left knee and your left arm is going to go behind your head. And now distance the knee again, the left knee away from the body, and allow it to pull the arm and feel the difference. There's a subtle but very distinct and real difference in how your torso, your ribs, your spine, your abdominal region has to respond. And pause. And just let your arms go down. Just leave your legs like this. Notice, just now that your leg is resting like this, you could take your knee just a little bit closer to your face and then take your knee away from you again. Just notice, is this any different than how it was when you first started? And after you've done that twice, see if you can grab with both hands the left knee. Don't cross your arms. Just there you go. Crossing your arms will do something different. And now again, distance that left knee away from you and allow it to pull on both shoulders. And start the movement small. So both shoulders start getting pulled. You can feel both shoulder blades lifting off of the ground. And come back. And once you're getting that movement, you can begin to expand it a little bit to the point where if it's really comfortable, it's almost inevitable. Your head just has to follow. And you can think of your arms as really like the suspension wires of a bridge. So they're not really making any effort, but they are carrying, they're carrying the force. They're carrying the tension. Tension often has a bad association, but it's actually something that's very useful. You need to have tension in a bridge. You need to have tension in many types of structures, including living structures. Okay, and leave it, let it go, and let your legs, uncross your legs and let your legs go long. And roll your head gently, left and right. Now really notice not just how your legs or your pelvis may have a different contact, but how the left and the right shoulder may be, how the contact that they're making has evolved. Can you distinguish more regions along your back? as your upper back, as the spine of your upper back, do you have any greater awareness there? And with your legs long, and see what is the distance of your legs off of the center line? How's the turnout? And can you even draw your awareness up your leg, up your femur, and into your hip joint, and sort of like get a sense for where it is that your hip joint sits? It's the connection of your pelvis to your leg. Okay, now stand your feet and let's cross the right ankle over the left knee. Now, in this position, with your left hand, grab your left foot, the arch of your left foot, anywhere that's comfortable, and with your right hand, grab your knee, your right knee. Just hold it like that. And now, holding it like this, can you now begin with your two hands to slide your right leg so that it makes contact, so that your lower leg slides across the left knee. So it slides to the left and then back to the center. So holding it, left and back to the center. So slide it to the left and back to the center. And you're just simply holding on. And to the left and back to the center. And to the left and back to the center. And just let it slide. And now as you slide it to the left, can you slowly bring it so that your right foot makes contact with the floor on the left side of you. And you're allowed to move the lower leg, the standing leg, you're allowed to let it tilt over to the side. So your left leg can tilt towards the left. And then bring it back. And keep doing this. And then let's bring it over so that your right foot is on the floor and your left leg is just lying on the floor on the outside. Approximately. So your right foot is on the floor and your left leg is on the outside, but it's still kind of like the ankle is crossed over the knee. Yeah? And you're holding on with both hands. Some of us are lazy. Alright, so now in this position, can you slowly imagine, think about what it would take to distance that right knee away from you, away from your face? What would it take for that right knee to go away? And slowly begin to initiate that movement. It can just be a centimeter or an inch. But distance that right knee away from you, holding on with your hand. So your knee initiates the movement. Your hand, you don't push with your hand. Your hand is hanging on. It's a suspension. It's a suspension wire of a bridge. And can you distance that knee away from you so that it begins to pull your shoulder? And now, the trick is, when it pulls like this, it's an entirely different relationship to your rib cage and your torso. in your spine. And it really just, it can be a totally small movement. Bring your bottom, bring your left leg back up to standing. And uncross your legs. Let your legs go long. Sense the length of one side of your torso, sort of like the distance between the pelvis and the armpit, on one side of yourself and on the other. And then slowly bring your feet back to standing. Cross now your left ankle over your right leg. Grab the knee and the ankle with both hands. So your left hand grabs the left knee, your right hand grabs the left foot. It's really the foot, not the, it could be the ankle too, but the foot I think is easier. And now in this position, begin to take the left leg, slide the left leg towards the right and bring it back. So just allow that lower part of your left leg to slide on top of the right knee. And the movement, just your arms just follow the movement. There may be a slight pull on the shoulders, something, your torso responds, but it's all good. And then as you increase this movement now, see if you can bring that left foot over to the right so that it makes contact with the right, with the floor on the right side of you. And then bring it back. And once you've done that a couple times, then allow the standing leg, now in this case the right leg, to also begin to roll towards the right so that you end up with your left foot on the floor and your right leg also lying on the outside, lying on the floor. And your left hand is holding your left knee, your right hand is holding the foot or the ankle or something. And now in this configuration now, can you distance that left knee away from yourself, away from your face? So as you distance it, it pulls on your right, on your left shoulder. So your left arm is just a tension wire again. It, in and of itself, doesn't do any work. It's just holding onto the knee and going along for the ride. Thank you. and feel how there's this different angles of folding in your rib cage, in your abdomen. It's all light, no effort. And then unwind it. Bring your right foot back up to standing. Uncross your legs. Let your legs go long. Now again, bring out that yardstick. Measure the center line below you. The distancing, how the two legs, how widely they're separated from the center line. Their turnout. The softness in the hip joints. The sensation in the back of the pelvis. In the low back. The shoulders. One more time, gently roll your head from left to right. See how that's different. All right, now a few more variations, but as with everything in Feldenkrais, it's optional. And so if you're like really mellow and content and happy here, then that's fine. But if you want to try another variation, then you can just follow the instructions. One thing that may be necessary for this, though, is that most people's heads are pretty close to the wall. And for the next variation, you're going to want to have an arm lying long above your head. So if you're... There you go. So you may want to slide down a little bit so that you are not making contact with the wall. I'm going to do that. Perfect. But again, this is highly optional. All right. Stand your feet. Cross your right ankle over your left knee. With your left arm, grab your right knee. Your arm is a suspension wire, as it has been before. Now, bring your right arm up above your head and let it lie on the floor above your head comfortably. And in this position, begin to distance your knee away from yourself, away from your face, from initiating the movement in the knee, in the hip joint. It's not initiating the movement in the shoulder. It's not initiating the movement in It's a much different movement than everything else that we've been doing. It requires something much different in the rib cage and the spine. And if you can get it comfortably so that your arm is truly a suspension piece, then can you find a way to lift the head? But the head just lifts out of it. Really, there's just no other choice because it's being pulled by your shoulder. And as you do that, what happens to your right arm above your head? Does your right arm grow longer? Can you feel and because this can be intense. Okay. Bring your right arm down. Uncross your legs. Let your legs go long. Soak in the sensation of contact. Soak in that feeling of softness. Again, this is optional. Bring your feet to standing. Cross your right leg over your left. So your right ankle is on your left knee. Grab your right knee with your left hand. And now with your right arm, take your right arm out sort of 90 degrees away from you. So it's like it's going straight out to the side. It can be a little bit lower, but maybe a little bit less than 90 degrees out. So it's a little, your hand's a little bit lower than your shoulder. And now in this position, can you distance your knee away from yourself so that it pulls your shoulder? And you start out slowly. It's the same movement as before. Pulls your shoulder, comes back. But can you slowly increase the movement so that you put your palm down. You want to have your palm down. So as you pull, as the knee distances away, it pulls your shoulder. You actually roll over to the right. And you come back. And you roll over, you pull, it generates a rolling, and then you actually start to come up onto your right elbow. Pelvis is a counterweight, and once you get to a certain point, you're a tater totter, and you just come over. Bring your arm. bowed down this way a little bit. My head, my instructions were so good. And then this way. Sorry.
Okay.
See if you can lift yourself up on your elbow. Yeah, that the right elbow. Yeah. So. Yeah. So you can roll onto the elbow and lift yourself up. So it's like sense the. Ta-da. Yeah. So the knee keeps going away from you. So the only way it can keep going away from you is to. Once you do it a couple times, it begins to become, well, it's like there's this aha moment of like, oh, that's the direction, that's the thing, false words were terrible, now I know what it is. Oh, and you, like, you figure out, oh, this is actually kind of easy in a way. You can, at that point, just like, aha. And then it's time to let your legs go long and lie on your back. So, those last two variations, I'm going to leave it for you guys to do on the other side on your own. Because it's, you guys are fried. But before we do that, stop. Before we do that, so you've already sensed how you're making contact with the floor. You sensed the differences and the changes in your pelvis and your shoulders and your torso and stuff. So now, just really quickly, come up to sitting again, like we did at the start. And now, take your right leg and your right foot and bring it into Ardha Padmasana and see if there's any difference in the feeling of it. And the sensation of it. Is your knee closer to the floor? And that's one way of testing. Another way is just simply crossing your ankle over the knee and just seeing, hey, how easy is it to sit up tall like this now? And with that,